63 degrees. Good morning. And Tom Robinson, KSOM News. Some Republican presidential candidates are hustling around the state and meeting with the people ahead of Saturday's Iowa straw poll. Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty will make a stop at the family table in Atlantic at 12:45 this afternoon.
Well, we want to try to get to as many communities as possible. We're going to be in Atlantic in the town halls at 12:30. It's open to the public. We'd invite all your listeners to come, and it's going to be at the family table restaurant. We're doing this all day, every day, and eventually we're going to try to get to every county and most communities across Iowa. So I'm looking forward to coming to Atlantic.
Again, that's 12:30 this afternoon. Pawlenty admits this weekend's straw poll in Ames is not the final word in electing a Republican presidential candidate.
Final word, the ultimate goal and measure of for Republicans is going to be the caucuses here next January or February. But the straw poll is an opportunity for people to show how they're doing. And I don't think we need to win it, but I think we do need to show some progress. And I'm looking forward to being able to demonstrate that come Saturday.
Pawlenty says he has the best record of any candidate in the race of cutting spending and doing health care reform the right way, which means no government takeovers, no individual mandates, appointing conservative justices, and doing things to get jobs growing, like cutting taxes and much more. He says he's not only his word, but he has a record of getting all these things done. A Tabor man is charged with assaulting a correctional officer at the Montgomery County Jail Monday afternoon. The Montgomery County authorities say 23-year-old Zachary Allen White of Tabor was arrested approximately 1/2 mile west of Broadway on Old Highway 34 on a charge of disorderly conduct. White was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he allegedly assaulted a correctional staff during the processing procedures and was slapped with an additional charge of assault on a correctional officer. White was being held at the Montgomery County Jail in lieu of $5,000 cash. Two people were arrested on drug charges in Adams County Tuesday afternoon. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says that Jeremy Goodson and Don Falkowski, both of Corning, were arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and manufacturing marijuana. Well, the Shelby County Auditor's Office has released a list of candidates for the September 13th school elections. In the Harlan District, the following are running unopposed: Joni Larson for Director District 5, Kathy Malberg for Director District 6, and Bruce Geiser for Director District 7. There's one race in the IKM Manning School District. Larry Leslie and Lynn Barry are both running for Director District at Large. Scott Hodney is running unopposed for Director District 1A, and David Heller is also unopposed for Director District 2A. In the Elkhorn to Kimbleton School District, Mark William Smith is running for Director District 1, and Joel Schluter is running for Director District 4. And there are no races in the Ottawa County School Board elections on September 13th in the Ottawa School District. Christine Conkler, Douglas M. Olson, and Arlen Wiederstein are running for three spots for Director at Large. In the Exira School District, Terry Harris is running unopposed for Director at Large, and Lisa L. Burmeister and Ryan Wilson are running for the two vacancies for Director at Large. The Ottawa City Council agreed to combine unincorporated areas between the City of Ottawa and Ottawa County as one voting precinct, pending the wording of the agreement. Ottawa Mayor Sam Coppin says he did not sign it, so it was not effective as of this news release.
The city attorney thought it should have included the City of Gray in the wording, so we passed it pending his research on that.
The reason for the boundary change, according to Mayor Coppin, is that Ottawa is not a big population center.
It will cheapen the price of having an election because we won't have all those precincts open. You know, they'll just come to the one, and it makes sense. You know, there's no sense in having a precinct that only has 10 voters. You know, you got to hire a lot of expensive help for those precinct workers.
The new precinct would include Lincoln, Cameron, Viola, Douglas, Leroy, and Melville townships in the City of Ottawa. Family and friends are hosting a benefit supper for John Garrett this Saturday from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. at the Atlantic High School Commons. Kelly Holmes, who is heading up the event, says John was diagnosed with throat cancer last spring.
And right before then, he had been ill with some other things and had lost his job and then diagnosed with this. He had many, many weeks of radiation therapy, 5 days a week, was staying over in Omaha with his daughter. Instead of driving back and forth, and, you know, had some chemotherapy treatments and things like that. But he seems to be doing very well right now, starting to get his strength back and his energy and, you know, just wanting to help the family out as much as we can.
Ann Holmes says there will also be a silent auction.
Paul's Floor Covering is going to donate $500 worth of carpeting. The YMCA is donating a one-year family membership. You get a party room rental and a bounce house with that. Ed's Lawn donated a gas trimmer. Gail Casey has donated two tickets to the Iowa game for Iowa versus Pittsburgh on September 17th.
Kelly Wise has donated a night stay at his motels in Atlantic and Harlan. AHPM HR Home Care is donating a four-wheel scooter. Honda Shop donating some Oakley sunglasses. The TV Story 32-inch LCD CD TV and McAtee Tire in Atlantic has donated $200 worth of certificates. Plus, there's many more items. Again, the benefit for John Garrett is a Saturday from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. at the Atlantic High School Commons. And that's a look at news. I'm Tom Robbins.